Crown House by Peter Ling and Juliet Ace, starring Jane Asher, Gail Honeycutt, Polly James, Barbara Lee Hunt, Margaret Rawlings, Dinah Sheridan, Martin Jarvis, Richard Pascoe, and Dominic Rickards. Part 8.
Friday, January the 2nd, 1931. The accident happened where the fields of Kent give way to the first red brick suburbs of London. They found the car upside down on an icy road. Lady Minster was driving, but she was in no way to blame. I think it will be some time before I realize that Mother is no longer here. She scolded, she was critical, but I know that she cared for me. When we arrived at the hospital, Lord Minster went straight to see his wife.
Alice. Alice, darling. It's William. I'm here.
She can't hear you, I'm afraid.
Well, how do you know that, Doctor? If I choose to stay here and talk to my wife, that's no concern of yours. Alice, you mustn't worry about anything. I won't go away.
I'm sorry, but that's not possible. You can do no good at this stage, and there are several tests that must be carried out. If you wish to come back in the morning...
Well, naturally, I'd like a room arranged, so that I can be here immediately she wakes.
It could wait until morning, miss.
No. I'd rather see my mother now.
It's not easy, miss. But it's a legal obligation. You'll have to be prepared for the worst.
She's badly cut up.
Those are my mother's rings.
That's good enough, miss.
I'd like to stay a moment.
Alice? Alice, it's me, William.
Where? I can't find it, William. Help me.
Of course I will. What is it you want?
I can't remember. There's something I lost. Only I can't remember.
Just a bad dream, my darling. You've been ill. But you're going to be well again. I promise.
But what was it I lost? There was something...
Nothing's lost. We found it again, my love. And we shall never let it go.
Friday, January the 16th. Even now, everything still seems unreal. Here I am, in Crown House. But what am I doing here? I used to be the housekeeper's daughter. But now there is no housekeeper. Who am I? Before the accident, Miss Duncan had suggested that I should think about taking a teaching course so I could be properly qualified, which seemed a sensible idea. I don't know. Lady Alice will be coming home tomorrow. Thank goodness.
You look so well, Your Ladyship.
Jenny, dear, you've always been so kind. You must miss your mother very much.
I am beginning to. More each day.
Poor child.
No. I think I'm becoming stronger. More independent.
I have a message for you, Jenny. The Duchess of York is looking for a nursery governess for the little princesses, so I suggested you. I hope you don't mind.
Get along there. Get along there. Jenny, what brings you to the farm?
Hello, Richard.
Did Mother send you?
I came for advice.
Oh.
Polly suggested I should talk to you.
Did she now? Well, then,
Sometime soon, I've got to think of my future. I've got to leave Crown House.
Oh, nonsense. Nothing so drastic, surely.
The Duchess of York might want me as a nursery governess. Or there's a possibility of my training to be a teacher. Richard, I don't know what to do.
I know precisely what you should do. You should take over your mother's job.
Housekeeper of Crown House?
Precisely. Who better? Think about it.
Nick! Nobody told me you were coming home.
I didn't let anyone know. I travelled down on the early train. I just dumped my bags and came looking for you. I'm most dreadfully sorry about your mother. How are you?
Confused. I don't know what I should do. Everyone has been so kind. That's the trouble. They've all offered me different things.
They?
Miss Duncan, your mother, everyone. Different jobs I could do. I don't know whether I should stay here as housekeeper or go to London.
Who wants you to go to London?
It was your mother's idea. A post as nursery governess.
Oh, I see.
I feel I'm being torn into little pieces trying to make up my mind. Would it make things easier for the family if I were to stay on?
You make it very hard for me to advise you. Unselfishly. But yes, I think it would be a godsend to the family.
That's all I need to know. If you think the family needs me, I'll stay.
Now, where did I put my hairbrush?
It's there on the dressing table.
Oh, yes. You're going to miss Jenny at school.
Yes. I still think it's a pity she turned down the teaching course. Here, let me do that for you.
Thank you. That feels good.
You have beautiful hair. It's a shame you always wear it knotted into a bun. I love to see you with your hair over your shoulders. Promise me you won't ever have it cut.
I promise. How will you manage now without an assistant?
I shall have to get on to the education department. I thought I might try one of the village girls, but will I plait it for you?
Please. I suppose you wouldn't consider someone like me.
You?
Well, no, I'm not trained, but neither was Jenny. I could teach the little ones their alphabet and their tables. I could help them with their painting, perhaps.
Would you really want to?
I can't think of anything I'd like better.
Come in, old son. Good Lord, you're soaked to the skin.
I took lightning out for a canter and it came on to rain.
Come and sit by the stove and get warm. I'm sorry the farm office isn't more hospitable. I can offer you a cup of stewed tea. Or how about a cigar?
No, thanks. Well, the place must be doing well if you can afford those.
Oh, they're going to come out of the housekeeping from now on. I'll tell Jenny to order them with the wines and spirits.
Oh, she's definitely agreed to take the job, then.
Of course. I knew she'd stay on if I asked her nicely.
What do you mean by that?
It's obvious, isn't it? She'll do anything I ask her to. Always did.
Get up on your feet, you oaf!
Hey! What are you playing at?
Never talk about Jenny like that. Do you hear?
Don't be a fool, man. You're in love with the girl.
If I am, is it any business of yours?
Oh, come on. I know you took her up to town once or twice for a dirty weekend. I can't say I blame you, but... Oh. Bloody hell. Have you gone mad?
You think because you had an affair with her, she's your property. Is that it? I suppose you're proud of yourself, knowing she's still in love with you. Well, you make me sick.
Hang on. You're not going to ask her to marry you, are
you? I'd ask her like a shot if I thought she'd have me.
Oh, you can't. It wouldn't do at all.
Of all the pompous, snobbish things to say.
Listen, Nick. Do you know why I threw her over? It wasn't because of Polly. I'd already been warned off Jenny before that by old B.
What?
When she found out about me and Jenny, she played merry hell. You know, our respected grandpapa was a randy old devil on the quiet, chasing parlour maids and so on. Well, Jenny's mother was one of his conquests 20-odd years ago. It's more than likely that she's the old man's daughter on the wrong side of the blanket. So, you can forget about marrying her. It's out of the question.
Sunday, January the 25th. Lady Edith has surprised us all by taking over my work at the school. So far, my new career as housekeeper hasn't presented any major difficulty. The servants are pleased to support and advise, and Lady Alice seems happy enough with my efforts. My one sadness is that Nick has already left Crown House for his ship. He was supposed to be here until tomorrow.
Here you are, Caro. A few daffodils to take up to London.
Daddy, that's an armful.
Oh, you need a spot of colour. London's so damn grey. Did you think over what we discussed last time you came down?
About me being presented at court?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know how I feel about that.
Well, between ourselves, I sympathise with your point of view. But it's different for your mother. I know it would give her enormous pleasure to present you this summer.
The newsroom would never let me hear the end of it. They stick three white feathers in my typewriter and paint a coat of arms on the lady's lap.
Well, you could always explain you're doing it for purposes of research. And it would make your mother very happy.
The Countess of Minster and her daughter, Lady Caroline Gaunt.
Off we go. Just keep smiling. That was comparatively painless, wasn't it?
When can I take off these ghastly feathers? I feel like a circus pony.
We'll slip away very soon. Oh, don't forget, it's drinks with Lady Furness in Grosvenor Square. And I suspect we're not the only ones going on there. Do you see that dark woman wearing aquamarines?
She's smiling at you. Do you know her?
I met her once. Her name's Simpson. She's a friend of Thelma's, and I was asked to sponsor her today. But I'm very glad I was able to present my daughter instead.
I didn't know the Prince of Wales was going to be here.
Oh, look, there's your Aunt Gina. I'd forgotten she's a friend of Thelma's. She's standing in line waiting to be presented to the prince.
He really is awfully charming, isn't he?
Ah, he's talking to Mrs. Simpson. I believe they've met before.
That's what I call sophistication. You can see he likes her. Look, she's made him laugh.
Now it's Gina's turn. Thelma's presenting
Lady
her.
Lady Bowyer, sir.
He's frowning. I wonder what he's saying.
Yes, sir. Like Thelma and Wally, I picked an English husband. Though I'm from...
Goodness! Oh. He just walked away while she was speaking to him.
Gina looks ghastly. And no wonder.
Gina, darling, I simply can't understand it. I've never known David to be so abrupt with anyone.
He wasn't abrupt, honey. He cut me dead. And in front of a room full of people...
Thelma, my dear, what happened?
That's too extraordinary. The moment I introduced Gina, he said, Lady Bowyer, surely I know that name.
So I started to tell him who I was, and he said, yes, I think my brother mentioned you once. And he turned his back on me.
His brother? Did he mean Bertie?
Georgie, perhaps. You used to go night clubbing with George, didn't you?
Oh. Do you think that was it? Will you excuse me while I go to the powder room? All of a sudden, I feel like I want to put on another face.
Friday, September the 11th, 1931. The Chancellor of the Exchequer has announced that the country is seriously in debt. The national deficit is £170 million. The police... teachers and the armed forces will have their salaries cut by 20%. The Labour government has resigned, and Ramsay MacDonald is now caretaker prime minister of a coalition. But what will happen to the Royal Navy? Nick's ship, the Norfolk, is docked in Scotland now, at Invergordon.
We all know the country's in trouble, and we know we've got to make sacrifices. But a quarter of our wages? That's too much to expect.
My missus will end up with a penny a day to feed herself and the kids.
I reckon we ought to make ourselves heard. If we're going to win this fight, we've got to get organised.
That's right. What we need is a leader. We've got to get organised.
Pipe down, a lot of you. What's going on? This is a naval canteen, not a debating society.
Now, tell me what this is all about.
It's about the new pay cut, sir. We're discussing what's to be done. Unofficial-like.
I know you, don't I?
Yes, sir. Wireless telegrapher carpenter, sir. HMS Norfolk.
Right. Come and see me tomorrow after muster, before we begin the morning chores.
Perhaps there won't be no chores tomorrow.
I hope you're not thinking of doing anything stupid, like disobeying orders.
Every man has a right to withdraw his labour, if he's driven to it, sir.
Put that idea right out of your head.
He'll report us now. He'll have us all charged with insubordination.
Let him try.
I won't ask who threw that glass. No doubt it slipped from someone's hand accidentally. But I hope you'll listen to what I have to say. Do you suppose the upper deck likes it any more than you do? We're trying our damnedest to get things changed. But if the lower deck turns against us, we're done for. Our only hope is to stand firm and fight the cuts together.
All for one and one for all.
Think it over when you get back to your ships. All right. The meeting's over.
Well, what's all the excitement about? I won't be overlooked.
Of course not, Mama. I was just explaining to Polly and Jenny. I've had a letter from the Duchess of York to confirm that she and the Duke will be coming to stay with us for the weekend.
And they're bringing the princesses with them.
Heavens above, I suppose that means the place will be turned upside down.
Well, let's see. The Duke and Duchess in the principal guest room, and we'll turn Caro's room into a nursery for the little girls.
They'll want a bedroom for their nursery maid.
I hope you're not proposing to move me. I'm too old to be uprooted.
I'm sure it won't come to that. Oh, I'm devoted to the Yorks, but it's going to be a terrible upheaval.
We'll have to put the house floorboards out. I suppose we could put somebody in Nick's room.
No, he's applied for special leave. He's coming down from Scotland sometime on Wednesday.
Come in.
Sir, you told me to report to you this morning.
Stand easy. And shut that door behind you. What's the latest news? I'm told the stand to at 6 o'clock was a normal muster.
Yes, sir.
But by 8 o'clock things had changed.
Well, that's right, sir. At 8, all hands refused to fall in for duty, sir. The men gathered on the forecastle and refused to come aft. It's the same on almost every ship in the fleet.
I suppose you consider yourself to be some sort of ringleader in all this. Judging by your speech in the canteen last night, you're determined to stir up trouble.
Trouble's already started, sir. That wasn't my doing. We want to make Whitehall pay attention to us.
How old are you?
23, sir.
That gives us a starting point at any rate. So am I. You should write a letter, setting out your grievances in detail, and submit it for consideration. I'll act as a go-between if you want me to. We'll get something down on paper, even if it takes us all the morning.
Oh, Alice, I'm not late, am I?
No, Edie. Where are the visitors?
Pa's taking them for a walk before lunch, to show off the garden.
Has Nicholas arrived yet?
No, neither has Caro. They're probably coming down together.
Oh, I'll answer it. I bet they missed the train. Hello, Crown House?
Oh, Richie, thank goodness.
I knew it. You're going to be late.
Oh, it's worse than that. I'm off to Invergordon this afternoon. The Daily News has laid on a private plane for me. They can't send anyone else, and they're desperate to get the story.
What story? Why are you going to Invergordon?
To see Nick. At least I'm going to try. Apparently he wrote some letter to the Admiralty. Oh, help, I've got to go. The cab's waiting. Nick's under arrest for what they call a gross breach of naval discipline. He's going to be court-martialed.
Watch your step.
Oh, Oh, you made me jump.
Oh, sorry, miss. Another couple of steps and you'd have been in the harbour.
Thank you. It's so dark and so foggy.
Is your name Gaunt, by any chance?
I'm Caroline Gaunt, yes. Who are you?
Oh, Carpenter's the name, miss. I'd have known you anywhere. You've got the look of your brother. I'm off his ship, the Norfolk.
He's under close arrest. They won't let me see him.
Rotten bleeders. Oh, begging your pardon, miss. We all think the world of him, the lieutenant, on account of him writing that letter for us.
Yes, I heard about that. Did you see the letter before he sent it?
See it? I helped write it.
I don't suppose you can remember any of it, can you? A good quote would make all the difference.
Oh, hello, Jenny.
Good morning. Do you happen to know how many people are coming down to breakfast?
Well, the Duke and Duchess are having theirs in their room. Hello, what's this?
The Daily News has put Nicholas's letter on the front page.
Naval mutiny at Invergordon. Officer arrested. Oh, dear. The family have been trying to keep this quiet.
It made me feel rather stupid. I'd been imagining he was staying away on my account.
You're very fond of him, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I used to think he felt the same way. But the last time he came home, when he had that fight with Richard, it was because of me, wasn't it? If it's something I'd done, I'd rather know.
Well, old B told Richard that her husband had a fling with your mum when she first came here as a parlour maid. So the chances are you could be the old man's daughter.
What?
Well, I'm sorry, but I reckon you've got a right to know.
But that's...
Good morning, Polly, dear. Why, Jenny, what's the matter?
Nothing. Excuse me. I've got to see someone.
What's happened?
She's a bit upset. I expect it was seeing the headlines.
Officer arrested? Oh, no. I just sent all the papers up to the Yorks.
Who's that? Oh, it's you, child. Have you brought my breakfast tray?
It's on its way, my lady. But I must speak to you.
Why? What do you want?
It's about my mother. And my father, too.
I never met the man. Ran off and left her, didn't he?
But I hear you don't believe he was my father.
I suppose Richard told you that. He had no right to break a confidence. Don't think badly of your mother, child. It wasn't her fault. Minster was a fine figure of a man. No girl could resist him.
My mother did. She told me about it. She told me how his lordship tried to make love to her when she first came to work here. And she slapped his face.
That wouldn't have stopped him.
But you made a mistake, my lady. Because mother came here after my father left home. By the time she met his lordship, I was already born.
Were you? I don't remember. It's all so long ago. I know Minster tried to have his way with her, for we quarrelled about it. Later on, she was a good friend to me. I still miss her. She was a pretty thing, your mother. I was never pretty myself. But I was radiant. Everybody said so. Radiant.
Oh, you told old B?
I pointed out that she'd got the dates wrong. But was it really a mistake? Or do you suppose she got it wrong on purpose?
I wouldn't put it past her. Well, Nick will have to be told when he comes home.
Whenever that is. They haven't even fixed a date for the court-martial.
No, that's what I came to tell you. There isn't going to be any court-martial.
What?
The telephone wires must have been red hot this morning. Once the Duke of York found out what was going on, he started ringing people at the Admiralty, which was very good of him. He hates the phone on account of his stammer.
But what happened?
He sent off telegrams to half the cabinet. And now the government's had second thoughts about those blooming pay cuts. So Nick's going to be released from detention. And he'll be home in a day or two.
William, you'll never believe this. The Duchess told me she loves our house. It has such a relaxed atmosphere.
Not quite the word I'd have chosen myself. Still, I'm glad our visitors have enjoyed themselves.
They're here!
Who?
Our celebrities. The ones who've got their names in the paper.
You mustn't tease.
I'm not teasing.
Hello, Mother. How are you?
I'm fine, darling.
No, I mean really, how are you?
I mean it too. I've never felt better in my life.
Caro, my dear girl, we didn't expect you so soon.
The Daily News flew us down to Croydon Aerodrome.
It's good to see you, Nick.
Hello, Polly. I was just wondering where...
You'll find her in the summer house. Hang on. Before you go, there's something you ought to know.
It is so peaceful to be sitting out here. After all the excitement, Crown House is beginning to settle back into its summer drowsiness. The very best of news is that Nick has been released and no further action will be taken. I have promised to deadhead the roses for his lordship, but then I shall bathe and change into my blue print frock before he
Jenny.
Comes... Oh, I'm so glad you're safe. I was so... We were all so worried about you... There was so
Hush.
Much...
I'm home.
Yes.
I know I'm home. Because I'm here with you. Dearest Jenny, I love you. Stay with me. Always.
If you want me. Oh... Yes.
Time to go in. Let's go and tell the family.
Jane Asher was Jenny, Margaret Rawlings, Old B, the Dowager Countess of Minster, Richard Pascoe, William, Earl of Minster, Dinah Sheridan, Alice, Countess of Minster, Martin Jarvis, Richard, Viscount Ebony, Polly James, Polly, Viscountess Ebony, Dominic Rickards, the Honourable Nicholas Gaunt, Gail Honeycutt, Gina, Lady Bowyer, and Barbara Lee Hunt was Grace Duncan in... The final episode of Crown House by Peter Ling and Juliet Ace. Lady Edith Gaunt was played by Barbara Atkinson. Lady Caroline Gaunt, Cara Kelly. Thelma, Lady Furness, was Shelley Thompson. Wireless telegrapher carpenter, David Googe. The seaman, William Simons. And the stoker was Michael Tudor Barnes. Technical presentation was by Carol McShane, Anne Bunting, Alastair Simmons, and Keith Graham. Crown House is directed by Graham Gold.